This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright. Today, we are very happy to have Lori Waycaster here, the director of chorus and orchestra at Holy Trinity Episcopal Academy. Lori, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Terry.
Okay, so you're the song woman.
I am the song woman, yes.
So you have a special event coming up, Sacred Harp Singing School and All Day Sing. Tell us, what is that?
Well, this is a series of three events, some of which will be held up at our school in the Pineda campus, and the last two will be held at our parish campus, which is here in Melbourne. The first thing, on Friday, April 13th, we're screening the movie Awake My Soul with Matt and Erica Hinton. They did this movie a couple of years ago. It was shown on PBS. It's a documentary about the history of Sacred Harp. So they'll be here, we'll watch it in the theater, and then we'll have a little discussion with Matt and Eric, and they're going to discuss why they were inspired to make the film and what's happened since the film was made. Then that evening, we're going to have an old-fashioned itinerant singing school at the campus in Melbourne. We call that our parish campus, and that's the one on Strawbridge. Mm-hmm. And that is at 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock, and Jesse Perlman Carlsberg, who is an ethnomusicologist from Emory, is going to be down, and he's going to teach us how to sing Sacred Harp. And then the next day is going to be the great fun for me, which is going to be an all-day sing, and that is also in the historic chapel on our Melbourne campus, starting at 9:30. And we are going to be in this wonderful building from the late 1800s. I believe that chapel was built in 1885, singing music that they would have sung at that time. And then we'll break at lunch and have a big dinner on the grounds and then go sing some more. It's going to be a great day.
Wow. And so this is open to the public.
Open to the public, and there is no fee. So we are hoping to have lots of folks join us.
Okay, so tell us just briefly a history of this. How did this come about?
Well, Sacred Harp is one system of shape note singing. And shape note singing became popular before the United States was even the United States, back in the 1760s. It's pre-revolutionary. The pastors in New England were concerned because they said their congregation sang so poorly that they reached out to some musicians and said, you have to teach our congregations to sing. So there was a rise of the itinerant singing master. And people like William Billings and Daniel Reed would go from little community to community and hold week-long sings once a year, teaching people how to sing. And eventually they started using a shaped note system. So instead of the round note system that we use today on spaces and lines, they would use a triangle, an oval, a square, and a diamond to represent the different notes that you were supposed to sing. And Sacred Harp is one of those systems that has endured since 1844. The Sacred Harp hymnal has been in print ever since then. And the Sacred Harp refers to your voice because that is the instrument made by God. So therefore, it is the Sacred Harp. So we want everybody to bring their sacred harps and come sing with us on Saturday and Friday and Saturday.
Okay, so you don't have to be a good singer. You don't have to be able to read music. Most anybody can do this.
Everyone can do this. This is a community participatory event. It's not a concert to be watched. We want everybody to come out and give it a whirl. It's one of those things that was such a lifebeat of the communities at those times that really connected the people. And, you know, it's just a bond you get singing shoulder to shoulder with people singing this wonderful music. So we're hoping to bring that experience to Melbourne.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun.
I hope so.
So who made this possible?
Well, we were very delighted to receive a grant from the Community Foundation for Brevard, and they have funded it. And then through the school and the church, we've done all the planning. And so it's a joint effort between the Holy Episcopal Academy and the Holy Trinity Episcopal Church and the Community Foundation for Brevard.
So this is very cool. If you like singing at all, even if you don't think you can sing, just come on out to the event.
Absolutely. We welcome all.
And how would they find out more information?
The easiest way to find out more information is to go to our Holy Trinity Episcopal Academy website, which is htacademy.org. And on that front page, if you look down at the bottom, there'll be a little sign that says, What's New? And underneath that, it'll say Sacred Harp. And so if you click on that link, it'll take you right to a whole informational page.
that tells you that Friday, April 13th, from 12:15 to 2:50, you're going to have Awake My Soul, a movie screening. And then that evening, you'll have from 6 to 9 p.m. a singing school, followed by an all-day sing on Saturday, April 14th, from 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m., and that includes on-grounds.
Dinner on the grounds, dinner just like grounds. We call it in the South.
Very cool. Well, I want to thank you for coming in and for putting this together. Hopefully lots of folks will turn out and you just have a great day of great singing.
Thank you so much, Terry. We hope so, too.